Welcome back, K-State Nation, to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. My name is Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. This K-State Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. If I'm listening to this your first time listening to this podcast, thank you for checking out this episode. Make sure you go ahead and hit the subscribe button. If you like what you're hearing, well, you should, because it will come every single day, Monday through Sunday, including the holidays as well, and weekends as well, whether that is football, volleyball, cross country, and so much more. Fall sports are in full swing. Not this weather, but fall sports is in full swing. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, of course. Download the Podbean app right now. My bonus channel, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D, idea part of this podcast. For more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there, myself and Alex Aiden. We will planning to be over there later on in the week to talk about, obviously, what happened with K-State on the road with Arizona, obviously. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Folks, the men's golf team in Colville, Utah. I think I said in the recording of yesterday's podcast, not the one that's up now, the one that's going to come out tonight. I said Park City. I probably should be wrong on that. So the men's golf team right now, currently in Colville, Utah, taking part in the Wahali. And they're currently in the top half of the field there right now, 13 over par, heading into day two in the final day of the Wahali there, the par 71, 7,873-yard Wahali Golf Club course there as well. The Wildcats were one of five teams in the 14th field to go under par in the first round as they recorded. They started pretty well. 300 par, 281, and then being in the mountains changed everything there as they ended up in the second round 16 over par, 300 in the next round. And of course, K-State holds a 6-shot lead over. They're in fifth place right now, currently heading into the last couple rounds of the Wahali there. And they're ahead of Colorado State by 6 shots. And they're 10 shots behind BYU, who's also out from out there as well. BYU is sitting in fourth place there as well. Head coach of the men's golf team, for those that don't know, Grant Robbins, spoke after the first couple of rounds in day one. Quote, it was kind of an up and down day. And it continues on in here to say, quote, I thought we played really well in round one, especially on the back nine in the afternoon. Well, in the back nine. Then, in the afternoon, the winds really picked up with the speed and firmness of the greens. The course played extremely difficult. We are in a good position going in tomorrow. We just have to keep a one-shot-at-a-time mindset by playing smart and minimizing the mental mistakes, and we'll see where we all stack up at the end of the day, end quote there as well. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here. Recording on this Tuesday morning, September 16th, 2025. As I said on yesterday's podcast, this month, September, is flying by. And before we know it, we're going to be sitting in the month of October, hopefully, with a bit more better fall weather than what we're getting right now. Of course, that fake fall happened last week, and now, well, several days ago, and now you're still getting the the heat of the summer. Typical Midwest weather, folks. I've got to say on here as well. Alex Lindstrom, 1 over par, 143, and Vil Vircola. So there's that. So Vircola getting a nice day one in there as well. Lindstrom from Halmstad, Sweden, in the first two rounds. He's been one of the more consistent ones, looks like so far. 1 over par, 71. Yesterday morning, and then 2 over in the afternoon, 2 over par 73. Meanwhile, par 70 in the morning there as well. For Kala, he had probably the best round of his teammates, 5 under par 66, bogey free, 5 under par, and that's probably his best golf to this point. For Vil there as well, and then let me see, yeah, he had birdies in 2, 3, 4, 6, and 9. His round tied for the fourth lowest round in K-State history by a freshman. So this is only a second meet, and to put that down, that's pretty impressive, especially being in that type of settings where, again, the more west you go, at least in the, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah area there, it gets really tricky out there. Not that I have experience playing golf or anything like that, but just by reading, probably by simple common sense. Let's put it that way there as well. And he is in, almost put himself in awesome company here. One shot of the record held by 3 other players. And of course, the most recent one, Cooper Schultz, in the Old Town Collegiate back in 2021. And it was in the month of September. How about that? So for Kala was, but in the afternoon session though, wasn't able to duplicate that as he flipped it on the other side of the coin to 6 over in the afternoon round there, par 77. Shea Harmston, again, one of the transfers on this men's golf team this year, finished right behind the pair of Vil and Alex with a 2 over par 144. He is tied for 18th place there. He was even par 71 in round one. And he also was bogey free as well, 2 under in the back 9. And then, of course, he was 2 over in the next round there as well. Fionn Dobbin and Tyler Strong, the sophomore duo, to round up the lineup there. Dobbin right now, 44th place, 9 over, par 151. Strong is 63rd right now, going into this final day of the Wahali at 17 over par 159 there as well. And once again, we talked about these two before, and these two again playing in a separate tournament. That in the freshman of Oliver Toyer and senior JP Roller who are playing right now at the Soldier Hollow Invitational, the 72 par course, Soldier Hollow Golf Course in Midway, Utah. So I guess it's not that far. So I understand that, but it is what it is. It is what it is there. Toyer right now checks in at 38th place, 8 over, par 152. The second round yesterday, he scored a 1 over par 73. JP is tied for 47th place, 11 over par 155 there as well. So then we will recap the final day of the Wahali tomorrow. That is through two rounds in one day there at the Wahali up there in, we'll say it one more time, ladies and gentlemen, K-State Nation, Colville, Utah, folks. As right now, the K-State men's golf team sitting there in the fifth spot behind BYU and ahead, once again, of Colorado State right now. So they're fifth out of 14 teams, not too shabby. They're going to need to make up some quite a bit of ground if they're going to catch BYU or to kind of stay hold for a top 5 finish position there at the end of today's round and / invitation. The Pro Project Podcast, once again, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily, where I have a chance to record K-State content. If you're a K-State fan, again, one more time, you want to keep up on the latest on K-State sports, not just about football, because football is going clearly in the other direction. Make sure you turn it to this football. Make sure you tune in this podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the alarm bell every time we update episodes daily. You will be notified about that as well. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Men's Golf edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State Men's Golf. Looking for another top 5 finish later on today out in the state of Utah. Go Cats.